All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
Motherland hair ain't that good.
Whoa.
Come on.
What do you mean?
You've seen it. We've talked about it.
There are regions of Africa that have the hair that you're talking about.
That naturally cuts itself.
No, there are regions of Africa that have the hair you're talking about.
Like the long hair? Like yes, natural?
They good.
Like
get wet and it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Where that at?
Different places.
Okay, because all I've seen is fucking the guys must be crazy.
Do you think there are no dark-skinned people who have that kind of hair?
What?
Good hair?
Well, no, there's a bunch.
No, not good hair.
Oh, I didn't see that. What do you say? Good hair?
The curly hair like your son, and be honest. Somalians,
you don't think there are any dark-skinned people who have
Ethiopians,
that kind of hair?
Eritreans, if that's how you say it.
I've never been
all
to Ethiopia.
East Africa.
I grew up in Southern California, bro, and I didn't know no dark-skinned people that had good hair.
You never met an African that has hair like that?
You never
that
met a Somalian? I live in an area where they, a bunch of Somalians are.
Do I?
Yeah. Your area?
Are Somalians light?
Some of them are. Some of them are dark-skinned.
Well, the first African that I knew...
Nigerian?
No, it was Ethiopian.
Okay.
And she was light.
And how was her hair?
She had good hair.
So then why are we arguing?
I'm the captain now. You ever seen that movie? I'm the captain now? He's Somalian. He was dark-skinned.
That wasn't a movie. Captain Phillips?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember the name.
Said, I'm the captain now?
that was the most famous line in the movie.
Because I haven't seen the movie. I don't know.
Oh, it's not Captain Phillips? No. Well, your boy Tom Hanks is in it.
You've seen the...
That was probably great.
Isn't it Tom Hanks?
Yeah, it's Tom Hanks.
He's the
captain.
He's a great actor, right?
He is.
He's mediocre.
Come on, dude.
Tom Hanks is mediocre.
Not really.
But the Somalian pirate...
Name one scene where Tom Hanks just... throw down.
We just told you.
Which one?
The fucking Wilson scene, bro.
I've never seen that. I saw a little bit of it.
That, okay, there's numerous scenes.
Which one?
No, Castaway.
Okay, let's take Castaway away. Name another scene that was just groundbreaking. I don't believe that Castaway was groundbreaking, but you say it was.
No,
okay.
I didn't say groundbreaking. I always change my words.
He's mediocre.
No, I'm just saying he killed that shit. Like people
so
will say
you're saying
better than tears.
Better than average?
Yeah, he's definitely better than average.
But that's just C+.
No. He's a in acting world.
Uh-huh. You think he's an A?
Yeah, I think he's an A.
No, come on.
I think
man.
Hanks is.
This
thing
said Angels and Demons.
I don't think you go.
Come on, man. Nobody left that movie like, man, that was some great fucking acting.
You're right.
Well, Big? You thought Big was great acting?
Big was kind of good.
No, it wasn't.
The way he played that kid, that's like duality.
Really? You left it there like, wow. I felt like he was really a kid.
I did. I thought he was really a kid in that motherfucker.
Saving Private Ryan. See, I think sometimes what we do is we mistake great movies or good movies for a good actor.
Well, if you're an actor and you're always in great movies.
So Mark Wahlberg's been in some good movies.
He's a racist, though.
No, so fuck him.
Fuck him.
It doesn't even matter if it's good.
He's
got to
be. Yes, that's the way,
right?
That
doesn't make any sense.
We have to be like that.
That doesn't make any sense.
Any racist, fuck you. I don't care what you've done.
We did learn about Mark Wahlberg. Well, you did.
But you're willing to fuck ride with pedophiles. R. Kelly got great music. You still listen to it, even though he rapes kids.
What happened to separate the art from the actor?
No, not Jamie Mack. Jamie Mack says, fuck Mark Wahlberg's great movies.
Give me a great Wahlberg movie. The fucking Good Will Hunting?
That's Matt Damon.
See, I can't even do it.
You know what? I thought Shooter was a good movie. I watched it again recently.
Four Brothers was good. Yeah.
Four Brothers was good.
Born Identity.
That's Matt Damon again.
He's not as good as I think he is even. Like, I think half of the shit that I think is good is Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
They don't even look alike.
You trying to say all white people look alike now?
No, they're both from Boston though, right?
Fucking that movie, The Departed, was great.
But that's Matt Damon too.
Okay.
No, that's both of them.
Matt Damon
they're
and
both in
no,
that.
Marky Wahlberg was in that. He was the dude that assassinated.
Jack Nicholson was in that too, right?
And Leonardo DiCaprio. That movie's that's a fucking great movie.
And I did like his role in that too.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, I did
of
like
course.
His.
You like
yeah.
racist.
No, I like his fucking, you know, how he
you're
murked
a racist
that dude.
Supporter.
He wasn't the racist one.
No, he is in real life.
He is, but I didn't know it. I didn't know it.
So because you didn't know it?
I didn't know
Ted? Is that Mark Wahlberg? Yeah, it is Mark
that's
Wahlberg.
That's Mark Wahlberg.
Yep. You like Ted.
I love Ted.
Ted's the funniest.
That bear funny as fuck.
More about the bear.
That bear funny as fuck.
Isn't he the one making Ted's voice too?
No, that's fucking the dude who does American Dad. The fucking...
Oh, McFarlane?
Yeah, McFarlane. That's who's fucking Ted's voice.
But, so Tom Hanks, Apollo 13?
Nope.
You got mail?
Nope.
Polo Express.
Sleeping in Sleepless in Seattle.
Let him go through the list, man.
Road to Perdition.
Everything you said, nope.
Who?
The Money Pit.
Road to Perdition. It was a 40s or 20s gangster movie.
No. Splash. Money Pit. Much Splash.
Let him go through.
But Splash, he said those are both great. Mermaid?
Great.
Which one? Okay.
A League of Their Own, 1982.
Nope. What? There's no crying in baseball.
There is no crying. I use that all the time, too.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God. There's no crying in soccer.
There's no crying in baseball.
Turn and Hooch.
No. Give me a Turn and Hooch.
Man, come on, man.
These are not great movies.
That's my boy, man.
Larry Crown.
Affair. No.
Saving Mr. Banks. The Burps.
Nope.
That Thing You Do.
Nope.
Bachelor Party.
Nope. You've seen a lot of Tom Hanks movies. To not like
fat,
Tom Hanks.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Nope. He wasn't
that. He wasn't that.
Yeah, I don't agree.
Was he the dad or something in that movie? I don't remember him.
It's under his list of...
Okay, go ahead.
Where the Wild Things Are, Charlie Wilson's War.
He was voice. Go ahead.
The Hologram for the King.
What? I haven't seen that movie.
It was 2016 movie.
He didn't say any of his...
Bios.
That's new.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Bios is the one that they're trying to cancel him on because they saying... Paul Mooney says he's going to be the last nigga on Earth, and this movie's about being the last person on Earth. He says it's coming to truth. Wait, what else? Who else?
Volunteers. It said The Man with One Red Shoe.
Man, nope. Come on. The Man with One Red Shoe? You've never even seen that. I know you haven't.
Every time we say goodbye.
If you don't think The Man with One Red Shoe is fucking funny.
3 Mile.
No.
What?
You said 8 Mile?
Green Mile.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about good movies or him being good in the movie?
Well, you were saying the
I'm
movie.
I'm talking about
you
him being good in the movie.
You sound like you were shitting on the movies.
No, some of those movies are good.
Oh, that ain't come out yet. They ain't came out yet. Philadelphia.
Nope. That's about gay people in the 80s.
He killed Philadelphia.
He didn't kill it.
The Terminal. Him and Denzel.
Who else?
The Terminal Inferno.
Talking about Denzel, Two Guns. That was with Mark Wahlberg.
Save Denzel. Ryan. Forrest Gump.
Denzel sold out. So what do you want me to say?
Denzel sold out.
He sold out. He fucking
What else did we learn?
He started with a racist. So what?
What else did we learn?
We learned Jay Smooth will buy dinners for cops because he sees their dad through them.
No, I didn't say that.
He supports racism. He supports systemic racism.
He does.
No, I don't support it.
I learned that not only did I think that Jay Smooth wasn't the smartest, his mom didn't either, and she held him back in the first grade.
Fuck you, Jay.
What was his first grade?
I don't know which grade it was.
How are you so dumb you don't know what grade you got held back in?
I don't even know.
Come on, man. I don't know
if it's first or second.
She saw it in him early.
It should be one of those two. Is anything third grade is when you take the test.
This nigga's just in third grade.
They didn't have a test back then.
He's just biting people in first grade. Like this.
Here's the fucked up part, right? Most times, nigga, got to be real far behind for your mom to be like, yeah, he ain't probably gonna catch up.
Right.
But nigga, you're in the first grade. You can't even catch up off of one.
That means your mom probably thought you were slow. She probably went to make sure you
like, it's not even much to catch up to. Like, you just started.
Did she do both y'all?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't bring let one of them.
I mean, you could. If one knew more.
And I think it could have been that. It could have been she wanted to hold back because of my brother. I don't know.
That was pretty smart in school.
Just put the bus on that nigga.
He just rolled over his head.
I was held back because of my stupid ass twin. Yeah. My mom didn't want him to feel.
we learned this past week, French Reggie Cook, he don't want none of this smoke from the motherfucking Schmoove. You know what I'm saying?
We never talked about trivia on what we learned before, ever.
He said,
but that's his first week, so he got to talk about
it. He don't want this smoke.
What he said is, no matter how dumb he is, he's smarter than your dumb ass.
French Reggie don't want that smoke.
So French Reggie, if we're talking about how dumb he is, I need you to be quiet for a second, bro. I need you to sit your college smart dumb ass down for a second while Smooth takes his victory lap, my nigga.
Go ahead, Smooth. You deserve it.
I'm just saying,
Kurt walking on.
And then the nigga said, but what he did was, he tried to set us up. He said, you know what? I'm gonna let Smooth win or some shit.
I never said that.
He said, you should win.
He already knew it. He talked himself out of that shit anyway, so
he was all good. That's all nervous Reggie. Oh man.
I learned that the Floyds are the first black family of America.
Who, George Floyd?
George Floyd.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Yeah. That they're the first black family of the United States.
No,
the
first black family of
social injustice.
No, let's think.
Police brutality.
That has to be the kings, right? What would consider the Martin Luther King? Well, I guess it's just him.
The Rodney?
Martin Luther King.
Oh, have you heard that rap song?
Which one?
With all the names? They go through the alphabet?
No.
And then so he goes A.
Who's
and
the rapper?
I didn't know.
He names all the people that was killed. Look, wow.
So it's A, and he just goes through A is for this person. A, you know, and he talks about how they were killed.
There was a nigga named with a Z that
he
died
got,
too?
He got all the way up to the Z, nigga. He said somebody with a Z too. You know, we good. We gonna name somebody with
Saquon.
A Z. Yeah, right? Yeah. And the,
what's the name for the Y, though?
Yancy.
The U, I think, was for the unidentified, right? Unknown. No, it was unknown, right? And that's what, and I was like, that's deep. Because there's a lot of niggas that don't get fucking named. You know what I mean? You'd never hear a name about these motherfuckers. But the fact that he had, it was sad that he had a name for every letter in the alphabet.
Well, I mean, there's 7 billion people on the planet.
26.
They can't come up with 26 names.
No, in America, though. These are all American niggas. They get killed by police.
There's 390, there's 312, 20 million 50. Americans.
And I looked it up. There's like 30-something million black people.
That's
so,
it?
In America, yeah.
But you can't come up with 26 names?
You shouldn't be able to, my nigga. You make it seem,
ever in all of life?
Man, that these are all recent. These are not, these are not far off.
Could they make
so
this?
R wasn't Rodney King?
Yeah, no, R was Rodney King.
He didn't even die.
That was before my life.
He didn't even die.
How's Rodney King not recent, nigga? Are you?
But he didn't even die. So it's not just death. It's just people who got.
Oh, you're right. Right. That got fucked
man,
up.
Man, you know how many songs we can make about white people? We can put 10 names on each
you
letter.
You said Rodney King is not recent or is recent?
Is recent.
Well, in the.
Technically, yeah, if you want to go.
In the scope of our lives, we know Rodney King. You've seen video, much video of Rodney King.
Right. I mean, there. I was at an age where I could have been a looter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was. Yeah. Not that I was.
What? Yeah, because you are way older than everybody at the table.
Yeah.
Damn near half a century.
Half a century, damn near.
Yeah.
Almost. Respect your elder, nigga.
Shouts out to Motherfucking Good Life.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll catch y'all next week.